It's Sound Ideas. I'm Mike McCurdy. After more than a year of construction, the Habitat for Humanity expanded ReStore on Bloomington's west side is ready to open. Habitat leaders say the expansion will make it easier to drop off donations and find affordable furniture and home improvement materials. It will also help them raise more money to build more houses in Bloomington Normal. GLT's Ryan Denham recently took a tour with Habitat's communication and procurement coordinator, Ashley Sang, ahead of their grand opening on June 2nd.
So this is sort of ReStore 2.0. We've been saying recently that it's the same location, just bigger and better. We did get rid of two buildings that were basically falling apart to begin with. So we got rid of those, and everything is a lot more visible from the road. Everything is a lot smoother for donors who come through, for customers who come through. It's a lot easier for our staff and volunteers to maneuver around and make it the easiest experience for everyone involved so that we can get the most items out the door and the most money to build Habitat homes.
By how much has the square footage of the building changed?
So before, we had about 13,000 square feet. In the process losing those buildings, we were operating with about 8,500 square feet for at least the last 9 months to a year. And we now have 20,000 square feet, so almost doubled in size. And we are just so excited to have it be better organized, look a lot sharper, and be able to get a lot more items in this space.
Okay, so Ashley, we are standing in a giant new space that, if you've ever been out to the ReStore, you know, the last several years, this wasn't here. Just not here. So what are we looking at here?
So we are looking at our expanded wing. This is about 12,000 square feet that we're currently standing in. And the expanded wing is going to be our more homeware decorative items. We're going to have our furniture, our media section, our lighting, all the decorative items that we didn't previously have space for. And we're going to have two registers instead of one, which will really, really help for especially those Saturday lines and things like that. And then in the previous building, the old wing, that's going to be all of our home improvement items. So all of our doors and windows that we hadn't been able to take this past year or so because we had limited space. And all of our building materials and tools, those sort of home improvement items will be in the older part. And they are connected. There are stairs and a ramp. And we hope everyone will flow through both parts.
What's something you're really excited about?
Our donation drop-off dock. So it is now a drive-through. Instead of having to go to the very back corner of the parking lot, do a three-point turn, all of that stuff, you zip in, you drop off your item, you drive through. If you want to stay and shop, you can park, you can shop, you can come in. If you don't, if you just want to drop off, drive off, you can now do that. We also have a new sold room area. So if you're not able to take your item with you right when you purchase it, we can store it for you in our sold room for 3 days, and you can just drive right up to that dock, pick it up, and again, you don't have all of that mess that sort of was in the previous parking lot.
Oh, yeah, so this is elevated, so if you had a truck or something, it'd be pretty easy.
Not only is it a drive-through, which is the biggest asset, it's also covered. So when it rains, when it snows, not only are our volunteers and our staff members protected, but our donors, it's a lot smoother for them as well.
Well, what about just the visibility of the ReStore as it relates to Washington Street? I think if you've driven by here during construction, it looks totally different the way it's portrayed and just visible to Washington. Can you talk about what kind of the idea was there?
Yeah, visibility was one of the key factors that went into the design. So previously there was a building that was parallel to Washington that really blocked the entire parking lot, and it made it look sort of closed off. So when we tore that down, we created a much bigger parking lot, and it's so much more spacious looking and so much more visible, not only from Washington, but also from the trail. So when you pull up or drive by, you see, oh, this is a space that has something to offer, and I wonder what's inside.
This is GLT's Sound Ideas. I'm Ryan Denham. I'm speaking with Ashley Sang, Communications and Procurement Coordinator at Habitat for Humanity, about the June 2nd grand opening of its expanded donation center and thrift store, called the ReStore. During a recent tour, I asked Ashley what this expansion will mean for Habitat's ability to carry out its mission to build decent homes alongside families and volunteers in the community.
We are hoping to be able to cover over 100% of all of Habitat McLean County's administrative costs. So that means that for every dollar that someone donates to Habitat for Humanity, 100% of that dollar is going to build a home with a family in our community. So it's not going to be paying for printer paper. It's not going to be paying for people's salaries. It's going to be building homes. So not only do we hope to cover all of those administrative costs just with Restore revenue, we also hope to be able to start building more homes. So in the recent years, we've been building about 6 homes per year, and we are really excited to hopefully be aiming for 10 in the near future.
Habitat Restore made a conscious decision to stay physically where you were here on Bloomington's west side. If you haven't been out here before, it's just kind of off Washington Street on the west side of Bloomington. Why did you want to stay in this area?
We think West Bloomington has a lot to offer. We really see this expansion as an investment into West Bloomington. It's right on the Constitution Trail. We have awesome partners surrounding us. We have Boys and Girls Club just behind us, Heartland Head Start, Mid-Central, and Upper Limits directly next to us. And we also know that a lot of our homeowners that we build for live in West Bloomington, and a lot of our shoppers live in West Bloomington. And we wanted to be accessible, and we wanted to be a community fixture in the West Bloomington community.
It seems like so much of the revitalization that's going on the West Side is being led by the nonprofits here, be it the WBRP itself or... Even just the other day, the Boys and Girls Club announcing their new expansion building project over on Illinois Street in Erickson. And now you guys are about to open up here. Are you sensing that as well, that nonprofits are playing a pretty sizable role here in what's happening in the West Side?
Definitely. There's a great community culture here in West Bloomington. And it expands beyond just West Bloomington. We have a lot of partnerships with restaurants and companies and donors and shoppers all around Bloomington, Normal, and even the surrounding areas. So it's really nice to be able to have our hub here in West Bloomington, but really expand our reach far beyond that.
How does Habitat pay for a project like this? What are some of the, what's the funding mix, and how do you pull something of this scale off?
We actually have a loan with First Financial Bank. So they were able to offer us a lower interest loan, which really allowed us to launch this project. And we will be paying back that loan with revenue from our sales. So it's a self-propelling project. We will be gaining revenue from all of the donations that come through our door and all of the sales that come through our door so that we can repay that loan. And then ultimately the goal is to build more homes, support Habitat for Humanity further, and really use this investment as an investment.
The actual grand reopening celebration on Saturday, June 2nd. Again, what kind of things are folks going to see that day, and who should come out?
Everyone should come out. It's really for the community. It's to thank the community, and it's to welcome people who come here every day or once a week. It's also to invite people who have never made it all the way out here. Sometimes if they live way far south or way far east, maybe they've just never made it to the Restore. They've donated, but they've never physically came to the store because we picked up their items. So it's really for all ages. There's going to be lots of kids' activities. Zoo Lady's going to be there, some balloon art. There's going to be live music. One of the things I'm most excited for is a flipped furniture auction with the International Interior Design Association. They have done this in the past, and all of the auction proceeds go to Habitat, which is great. And one of my favorite things about the Restore is all the DIY furniture and other items that customers create and then share with us. So I'm really excited to see that auction.
That's Habitat for Humanity's Ashley Sang speaking with GLT's Ryan Denham about the $1 million expansion project at their Restore. The grand opening, or rather grand reopening, is Saturday, June 2nd from 4 to 7 p.m. This is Sound Ideas.